This date in Broncos history, January 11th, 1987. The Broncos travel to the friendly confines of the Dog Pound in Cleveland Stadium to take on the Browns for the AFC Championship in one of the greatest games in franchise history. Second quarter, Cleveland leading 7-0, and quarterback Bernie Kosar is picked off for the second time in a three-minute span, this time by linebacker Jim Ryan, which led to a Rich Carlos field goal. Later in the second, with the Broncos trailing 7-3, quarterback John Elway, despite playing on a badly sprained ankle, runs 34 yards to the Cleveland 3-yard line to put Denver at the doorstep. On fourth and one, running back Gerald Wilhite goes airborne and plunges into the end zone from 1 yard out, giving the Broncos a 10-7 lead. Now in the fourth quarter, with the game tied at 13 and Cleveland striking a crushing blow when Bernie Kosar hits wide receiver Brian Brennan with a pass. Brennan eludes safety Dennis Smith, who fell down on the play, and takes it 48 yards for the touchdown and a 20-13 Cleveland lead. On the ensuing kickoff, returner Ken Bell misreads the kick from Mark Mosley and ends up covering the ball on the Broncos' 2-yard line. Things didn't look good for Denver.
And the Broncos are 98 yards away from where they need to go. Still 5 minutes to go, but they need something out of this drive.
It was kind of a nervous feeling knowing, you know, what was at stake. And we were just all standing in the huddle, and there was a timeout. And you look out the back of the end zone, and all the cameras and photographers and everybody was aimed right in our huddle. I just said to the other offensive linemen, the people in the huddle, you know, we had them right where we wanted them.
Down by 7 and with 5:43 remaining in the game, future Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway was one cool customer.
I never thought that anyone in the huddle doubted that we could do it. We walked in knowing that it was a do-or-die situation and that there was nothing else. Either go to the Super Bowl or we're going home, and we got a chance to do it on this drive, and it was just a matter of getting out of the where we got some breathing room.
On the first play of the drive, Elway hit Sammy Winder for 5 yards of breathing room. A few plays later, Elway is flushed from the pocket and scrambles 11 yards for a first down to the Browns' 26. With 3 minutes remaining, the Broncos signal caller hits Steve Sewell for a 22-yard pass and to right around midfield. After being sacked for an 8-yard loss and under 2 minutes remaining, Elway connects on 3rd and 18 with Mark Jackson for a 20-yard strike. The Cleveland bench could only watch in amazement. With a 1:10 remaining and the ball at the Browns' 28, Elway finds Steve Sewell out of the backfield. Sewell was a man possessed following a downfield block by Keith Bishop for a 14-yard gain. With 49 seconds remaining, Elway was flushed out of the pocket once again, but slid into the Browns' 5-yard line with 42 seconds to go. On the very next play, the comeback was complete. Out of the shotgun, Elway throws a bullet to Mark Jackson for the game-tying touchdown. Elway marched the Broncos downfield for a 15-play, 98-yard scoring drive that simply became known as the drive. In overtime, the Broncos would not be denied, stopping the Browns on a quick 3-and-out. The rest was left up to John Elway to make history. First, he connected with tight end Orson Mobley for 22 yards to midfield. Next, on 3rd and 12, Elway scrambles out of trouble and on the run hits wide receiver Steve Watson for a 28-yard strike. The Broncos' destiny now rested on the leg of Rich Carlos.
This will be a 32-yard try to win it in overtime. Ball is down. Carlos's kick is on the way. And it is gone! The Denver Broncos have come from behind to win it in overtime on a 32-yard field goal by the now submerged Rich Carlos, who is swung.